I love when I get calls off the air that are like, hey, tell these guys to stop whining so much and like calm down. And I'm like, literally, I just spent 20 minutes talking about how like I'm not really that mad. I'm just kind of like ready to move on, and I'm cheering for the team name on the front of the jersey. But we're still allowed to, like, as fans, examine what happened. Some people's ears just don't work. I get it. This is the Mason Crosby Show. I'm Mitch Nellis. Tommy Wirtz here as well. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, our good friend Andy Dorf from Dorf on Sports. Dorf, you doing some yard work? What do you got going on out there?
I love it, man. No, I'm actually, you guys caught me on vacation, but you know what? I'm never too busy for you guys, no matter what, because obviously, you know, I'm born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin, and I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks, Packers, Brewers, all the local teams, and obviously we're all kind of feeling in a different way today as the greatest player in Milwaukee Bucks history is no longer with the team. And
Kareem's not on the team anymore? I didn't even know that. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, man, I guess you can make an argument there, but we're living in the now.
That's right.
We're living in the present. And to all of us at this moment in time, I think we would probably agree that Giannis is the greatest Milwaukee Buck in the history of the franchise. And in a lot of ways, I can feel your frustration. I can feel your disappointment through what you're saying. And ultimately, I think at the end of the day, I'm the guy, and my brothers will say this to me till I'm dead, and it's okay. I thought Giannis would be a lifelong Milwaukee Buck. I saw no path that made any sense to me as far as what you could get in return for a guy that has meant so much for your organization. With that being said, at the end of the day, my friend, I believe it was inevitable. This is something that had been talked about for too long. Yep. You know, the shams of the world have to be right after a certain point in time. And for 10 years, the guy was wrong, you know, but all of a sudden he's right. And everybody says, well, Sham knows what he's talking about. Look, to a certain degree, I think he does. But I also think that you can talk certain things into existence, Mitch. And, you know, I think to a certain degree, you know, that's what's happened here with the Milwaukee Bucks. But with that being said, I think it's time to move on and turn the page and understand that we're in a new era of Milwaukee Bucks basketball. And you know what? You got the Braden Buriers of the world who are going to help hopefully get the Milwaukee Bucks back to a position where they can compete. You know, the trade that they made at the end of the day, I guess I can get behind the trade that they made. So ultimately, you're trying to get draft picks. You're trying to get younger. They accomplished that. So I guess to have disappointment about the way that things ended with Giannis is more than understandable, fellas. And I'm right there with you, to be honest with you. So
Andy, what was your reaction when you heard about that the deal was done with Miami, that the return that they got, that the deal was on the table from Boston as well for Brown and a couple picks? What did you think of that whole situation?
You know what? In a weird way, let's keep it real, fellas. I think the Boston Celtics helped the Milwaukee Bucks to get a little bit more from the Miami Heat when you think about it.
Sir.
You know, you got three guys that can step into this rotation and make an impact, maybe even four guys, to be honest with you, that can have an immediate impact for the Milwaukee Bucks. And honest to God, you know, after thinking about this rationally, I do think they are in a better position, and you know what? They can compete to at least make the playoffs next season, in my humble opinion, with the moves that they made. So are they a championship team? No, but at that point, I don't think Miami is a championship team either, guys. So,
right.
You know, what did Giannis accomplish? Giannis accomplished getting out of Milwaukee, which is what everybody wanted for so long. I'm talking media-wise. And you know what? You keep telling somebody to do something, then maybe they decide, hey, I want the same thing that everybody else is talking about. And I think that ultimately is where Giannis got to. And we've heard about the past couple years. We've heard about the problems with Adrian Griffin and Bud and Doc and just all this chaos that's happened over the past few years with Milwaukee. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to ask you, why did they do it? They did it because they were trying to appease to one man and only one man, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, look, we're at where we're at, and I think it's time to turn the page, like I'm saying, and be happy about what the future may bring for the Milwaukee Bucks, and understand that people can be very disappointed, very upset about the fact that this guy is no longer with the team, but it's time to move on. It's a new era, and these guys are ready to come out and play as hard as they can for the Milwaukee Bucks.
And we have no idea what we're going to see from this team. Again, reports that Miles Turner and or Tyler Hero both could be available from the Bucks. But let's go to last night with the 10th pick in the NBA draft out of the University of Arizona, where you are based in that great state. Braden Burries, kind of a point guard slash shooting guard, combo guard, 6'4", 205, a freshman out of Arizona. What are the Bucks getting in Braden Burries?
Good question. Getting a guy that brings a lot to the table, Mitch, I'll be honest with you. You know, he led the Arizona Wildcats in scoring. He led them in the tournament. They got to the Final Four. This is a freshman. He's one of the oldest, if not the oldest. I believe he is the oldest freshman this year. He's 20, almost 21. So he has that kind of experience that these other kids don't. Also, what I really like about him is he's got an NBA-ready body. You know, he's strong. He's physical. He's going to give you three levels of scoring on the offense, okay? He can get to the basket. He's a fierce driver of the ball. He can obviously shoot that mid-range game. And then from three-point, he almost shot 40%. So you're looking at a guy that almost shoots 50% from the field, 40% from three-point land, and he's a guy that he gets in the passing lanes as well on defense. He averaged a steal and a half a game for Arizona during the season. You know, he started out a little slow, okay, but ultimately he did find his way. And, you know, I saw this kid play live a couple of times, and he's a leader out there, okay? So they've got themselves a guy that's a leader of men. He's a guy that can control the ball. He can control the pace. He likes to push the pace. He can rebound the ball. Again, he scores at every level. He's a feisty on-the-ball defender. He has a very, very high basketball IQ as well. So I think the Bucks did what they should do at that spot. In my humble opinion, at that point in time, he was the best available player, and they got him. So kudos to the Milwaukee Bucks for getting the best available player at the 10th spot in the draft.
Braden Burries scored 32 points in the regular season finale against Colorado. Again, led the team to the Final Four as Arizona made a run. Andy Dorf on Sports, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. In that NCAA tournament run, I got to be honest, I don't know that I watched one Arizona game. I don't know why. Like, Arizona wasn't on my radar this year. And, you know, what was he able to show in the tournament that showed that, again, you say NBA-ready body, NBA-ready skill set. What did he show specifically during March Madness that led him to be a top 10 pick?
Well, first of all, there's another guy that he went up against, Darius Acuff, and he battled him extremely well. I think he had 23 points that day, something like 7-for-11 shooting. And, you know, he went back and forth. And at the end of the day, what did his team do? They got the victory. I think this is a guy that knows the moment. He can hit the big shot when you need him. He's going to make the right decision with the ball in his hands. He's, again, I think the IQ level that he has is superior, and he's a very smart, heady basketball player. So I think he just shows us qualities that you want to have in a guy that's going to lead your floor. And again, he has that ability. I think he's more of a guy that you can kind of take and get him off screens to shoot the ball. But I do believe that he will learn how to handle the ball. He'll learn how to handle pressure. And this kid is, again, his body at 6'4". He if you watch him play at all, you know that he likes to get to the basket. He likes to absorb the contact that he gets, and he finishes. Mm-hmm. I think he finishes at somewhere around 60% when he gets hit. So this is a strong kid. This kid is ready to play, and I think he has an immediate impact for the Milwaukee Bucks in the backcourt. I really do, especially with the talks about Tyler Hero potentially not being with the Milwaukee Bucks. So this is a kid who's going to have to step right in, and he's going to have an impact for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I do believe that he will have a successful NBA career.
Well, and we'll see what happens with Tyler Hero. But I think some other people are asking, how does this work with Ryan Rollins and Kevin Porter Jr.? You know, as you saw throughout this year, especially as Giannis was hurt so much, it really turned into the KPJ Ryan Rollins show. And they were ball dominant. They both, Ryan Rollins shot, you know, they both shot well. They both, especially, you know, Ryan Rollins shot better from the outside. KPJ finished better at the hoop. But it seemed like, you know, how would a guy like Burry's fit in with these two young players who are also still trying to make names for themselves in the league?
Competition, my friend. Isn't that awesome? That's kind of what it's all about. You want to have guys having to earn their position on a basketball team or a football team, whatever it may be. But obviously, we're talking Milwaukee Bucks basketball. I think competition is great, okay? And I see, you know what, in a weird way, I could see KPJ leaving and going, you know what? I think I could see him going to Miami. I'm not even kidding about it. I think I could see him leaving. Rollins, I like Rollins because, you know, to a certain degree, he and Burry's are kind of similar. You know, these guys can shoot the ball. They can also handle the rock. Like, they're multifaceted guards, and they can play multiple positions too. And I think that's the one thing I've left out about Burry's is he can play multiple defensive positions, okay, 1 through 4. This guy can absolutely do that. So I think you're getting yourselves a backcourt that can be highly competitive with each other, which is great. But I don't know if KPJ is with the Bucks when push comes to shove, but I do think Rollins is there. And I'll tell you what, those two working together, I could absolutely get behind that. And then Tyler Hero, if he's a Milwaukee Buck, like I think their backcourt is actually pretty good when push comes to shove.
Andy Dorf joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Some quick hitters. We're about out of time. Will Josh Sweat be on the Arizona Cardinals when the season starts?
Great question.
Or will he be a member of the Packers? I'm just trying to get him to the Packers, but
you know what? Look, the Cardinals have all kinds of problems and issues, man. So like anywhere where we can get some kind of an advantage, they need it. They absolutely need it. So right, hopefully he is an Arizona Cardinal.
Are you making Miz appointment television from Arizona?
Absolutely. You know what? It's kind of funny because, like, I put out in our group text that I have with my brothers and a few other people that are all Wisconsin natives, and I said, who's the biggest name right now in Wisconsin sports? Is it Giannis? Is it Miz? You know, who is it? And at the end of the day, we all know the answer, especially now. It's the Miz, man. This guy's special. I'm curious to see how things progress with how hard he throws the ball and how long you can maintain that.
Sure.
But he does out there right now, you got to get behind it. You have to support it because right now I'd say he's leading the Cy Young, and this kid is something special to have there in Milwaukee for sure.
Yeah, he is unbelievable to watch. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports. Andy, thank you so much for jumping on today. I had a blast. Thanks for the update on Burry's, and you know, hopefully the picks work out. John Horseshore could use a draft pick win. That, we know that.
Look, man, this is all I want you to see. What's behind me out here in the wilderness, because this is what I like to do when I'm not doing sports talk radio. But even when I am doing sports talk radio, this is a beautiful place to be doing it. So very fortunate, very lucky to be up here in the northern woods of Arizona at the cabin and just getting a chance to enjoy life, man.
Love it. Well, enjoy, my friend, and we will talk soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day, fellas. Enjoy always doing radio with you. And you know how much love I have for Milwaukee. So anytime you want me, I'm always available, Mitch.
Right back at you. Thanks, Andy. Andy Dorf, Dorf Fun Sports, joining us here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Plenty to still to get to you. We're going to start reading your comments, your thoughts, your reactions to Jim Ozarski's article, to our reaction to Jim Ozarski's article. By the way, Bryce Terang, doing some national media right now. Good for him. He's the best. It's the Mason Crosby Show.